This is not a love story. Fool girl, what's in your head? Tell me, did you think to have a meringue dress, a picket fence, fat babies with your husband's eyes? Hypocrite, I've seen you, blowing kisses to the greenwood, flashing flat tits at the wind. Hush up, save your blushes. Listen, you'd wear all the wide world's iron shoes to rust, halt and faltering, blood-footed, nub-footed. I know. You'd hold fast to what you fight for. Although it, wolf, serpent, flame, test your grip, your heart, your mind to breaking. Girl, you read too much. Books lie. They promise happiness to daughters who shun quests, the sport of sons, and keep to paths who peek under the bed for monsters, hoping to find nothing there but dust. There's a heap of old skirts on the doorstep, and a trail of old blood down the hall. There are bones fleshed and gnawed in the kitchen, and skins tucked like new babes in the beds. There's a tangle of lockets gummed shut on pale portraits of quest orphaned sons. Fool girl, what's in your heart? Tell me, did you think to find some incubus to barter for your firstborn in the sallow grass, some ghost to haunt your bridal bed, lying between you and your husband like a sword? Hypocrite, I've heard you, wishing you could bite your heart in two, tiptoeing indecision like a wire. Don't you backtalk me, I once was young. My text was flesh, was dreams, was salt. I learned of love, like childbirth, not pain so much as work, and lust, better a monster's dedication than an angel's disregard. And fascination, some are doomed to wander, some to stay. Girl, you dream too much. Dreams worry at your wounds, they take, then dart like startled fishes from your opened eyes. All your wealth is acorns in the light. You will know him from his voice like a crossroads, and his eyes of blue, brown, hazel, green. You will know him from his heart like an owl pellet, spiked with eye teeth, wrist bones, maidenheads. You will know him from his smell, like gallows new built, like trespass, like wrack, like homecoming. Fool girl, what's in your hands? Tell me, did you think to best all otherworldly pull with knots and iron gods, all domesticity with resignation? Hypocrite, I know you. Bending your neck to darning needles, oven mitts, will not unmoor your heart before it founders. Waiting night-long in the fairy rings probably won't earn you more than chills. Gently, sweetling, dry your eyes. You'll not follow this old woman into dotage, or your sisters into madness and an early grave. Don't your books teach it is the lot of wayward daughters to unriddle and to wander, that the only thing worth questing for is the wherewithal to choose?